Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Chairman, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
It's good to be on with you, sir.
Well, tell me, the negotiations with CNN, everything settled, or are we going to say Casey Hunt can't be anywhere near the scene on Thursday night?
Well, I think that she's probably going to put her tail between her legs and run away. But, you know, I think right now we are very excited about the conversation that we're going to have on Thursday night. You know, really, truly, first time, you know, that we've ever had a debate between two presidents that have had 4 years of experience. We got real track records and real records that we can talk about. And we're really excited about the opportunity President Trump has to really lay out his vision for America.
Do you like the idea of the "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" Because the mainstream media, Michael Whatley, is straining themselves. NBC just wrote a 5-page report saying, "Well, it's hard to tell if you're better off than you were 4 years ago."
Well, look, I mean, you know, grocery prices are on average up about 20%. Gasoline prices up over 50%. It costs twice as much for you to buy a house as it did 4 years ago. And wages, real wages, have actually gone down. So I think that's a pretty clear answer for the American people. I think if you look at the southern border, we've had 10 million illegal immigrants that we know of who've come across that border. We don't know who they are, where they are, or what they're doing. Under President Trump, it was the most secure border we've ever had. In, you know, President Trump's tenure, Russia was in check, China was in check, Iran was in check. Right now, we've got conflagrations going on across the world, the Middle East. We've got Iran openly firing missiles at Israel. Russia has invaded Ukraine and parked nuclear missiles 90 miles off the U.S. coast in Cuba. And China is saber rattling in Taiwan. So it's really hard for me to imagine anybody making a case that we're better off under Joe Biden.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, let's talk about Biden's prowess. You know, I'm a communicator. You are, too. I don't see him as a very good debater. But we don't want to set the media trap here of the expectations being so low that he may even be practicing just standing up for 90 minutes. If he does that, he's the winner. So give me a sense of how we calibrate this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's not about whether he can stand up for 90 minutes. It's about whether he can defend his record of weakness and failure, and about the opportunity for President Trump to lay out his record of strength and success.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing, too. Let's hear from you, and I'm sure President Trump, I hope he really drills down on this. Their argument is, what's the metric that we use to judge on some metrics, stock market, things of that nature, not horrible? I think the number one thing to me, and probably to you too, is where does my dollar go? What do I do with it? Inflation is the metric here.
Yeah, I could not agree more. You know, and metric is not, you know, it's a great way to describe it, but inflation's not just a statistic. It is something that every American is actually experiencing in real time. The fact that the average American family is spending more than $1,000 a month on basic living necessities, things like groceries and gasoline and housing, than they did 4 years ago, that is very real because they're not making that much more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wanted to turn a little bit because, you know, I've read a lot about you, why you were chosen. I know your background's been very successful. Election integrity with our listeners. Every time you and I talk, I want to get an update. I know there are a lot of things, lawsuits. We had on, I'm not sure if you're following this one, Bruce Castor is a friend of mine and big-time attorney, defended President Trump in the second impeachment. There's a suit here in Pennsylvania because of all the errors, so many errors, that it's hard to know if you can count, according to an act of Congress, that election as legal. And I think it's legit to be trying to get some of these questions answered before the election. We don't want just battles after the results are in.
Could not agree more. You know, and Laura Trump and I had a fantastic Protect the Vote workshop up there in the Philadelphia area just a week ago. And, you know, we're very real about getting the rules of the road set the right way. And we want the right rules of the road in place. And like you said, with all of the lawsuits that we have filed in Pennsylvania and around the country, all of the regulation changes that we're seeking, all of the law changes we're seeking, you got to have them done before voting starts. Because once voting starts, you're locked, right? And then obviously once people start voting, we want to be in the room. That's an absolutely critical part of what we're doing with observers and attorneys. We're recruiting them in Pennsylvania and all across the country. People can go to protectthevote.com to learn more about what we're doing. But as you said, we want to make sure that the lawsuits that we're filing, the regulatory changes we're trying to make, are done before the voting starts.
I saw an article today. I know how busy you are. Maybe you didn't see this or maybe you're aware of it. The Biden administration was stopped. They wanted to use school children on Indian reservation schools to help register Democrat-leaning voters to have them send stuff home with elementary school kids. And somehow or another, I'm not sure who blocked it, but people got wind of this and apparently they had to drop it. Doesn't seem like that's the right way to go if you want to have a fair election.
Yeah, the Biden administration has really, truly tried to open up every bag of tricks that they can find and find ways to use the federal government to win this election. And it really is, you know, not supposed to be engaging in these types of activities. And we're starting to see a lot of pushback on the efforts that they're making. You know, basically what they want to do is federalize Zuckerbucks. That's a thing that we were able to get pushed out in a lot of states following the 2020 election. The last thing we need is the federal government picking up the project.
Parting question for you, Chairman. How is the mail-in balloting process going? You know, when you can vote early, when it's legal, ballot harvesting where it's legal, and, of course, voting by mail, particularly in Pennsylvania swing states. What's your sense of that?
Yeah, we're getting a lot more traction on this since President Trump has kind of really initiated our Swamp the Vote project. And that really comes down to, as he said, it is great if you want to vote early. It's great if you want to vote by mail. It's great if you want to vote on Election Day. The key is you got to make a plan. You got to execute the plan and deliver your vote. And so we are pushing very hard in Pennsylvania and all around the country where early voting and mail-in voting is legal for people to engage in the process. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, are not going to be able to vote on Election Day. We got to make sure that they vote. So we really support all of the above, and we want to make sure that you come up with a plan and you execute the plan.
Best place to go if people want to volunteer or more information, whatever, where do they go?
Two websites for you. The first one, if you want to be part of our ballot protection team and you want to be part of the election integrity effort, is protectthevote.com. Second, if you want to help turn out the vote and you want to make sure that we're going to get enough votes out in a state like Pennsylvania, go to swampthevoteusa.com. and we'll get you signed up, trained, and deployed.
Absolutely. Chairman, thank you. Thanks very much for the visit today.
Yes, sir. Take care, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.